Yesterday, as Brother Clint was preaching, he told about a man that got excited about a football player that made a outstanding pass. He connected to his receiver. That was an excitement for him. It could be exciting when a young girl has admired and fallen in love with a young man, and they're together, and he says, "Will you marry me? I want to spend the rest of my life with you." Well, do you think maybe she's so excited she wouldn't be able to sleep that night? Well, do you think she kept it to herself? If she's on Facebook, what happened? And her close girlfriends, and maybe who she's thought, "I want this young lady to be my maid of honor, and I want this one to be my bridesmaid." And she gets on her cell phone, "He just asked me tonight." Is she excited? Huh? So that's an excitement. What about a young boy that's been dreaming of having one of these newest models of bicycle, and he wants it for Christmas? And he wakes up on Christmas morning and early. Mama don't have to wake him up. He's early. He's waking up. And the bicycle's there. Would you be excited? You would? Would you be? Yeah. Excitement. So it can happen in a child, in an adult. And if a senior citizen goes out and casts out and pulls in a 100-pound fish, if it was me, I'd get excited. So excitement can come from something happening in an individual's life that it just, well, does it thrill? Well, some people get excitement on a roller coaster. That's exciting. They like these, they have, they like the thrill, the feeling, and there's one used to have a ride that it went around and around and around and around, and the floor drops out from under you, and you're stuck to the wall. It works on the order of when you have a bucket of water and you would whirl it around and whirl it around, your water don't come out. Centrifugal force. And so this ride, it works on that, and it goes around and around. The floor drops out from under you, and you're pinned to the wall going around and around. That's not a kind of excitement I want. that isn't for me. I had a chance to watch it, but I stayed off of it. I'd been on a roller coaster, and it was enough for me. And so I didn't want to go on that type of thing. So there's different things that excite different people. I used to love football. I went to the high school game. We didn't live far from our high school, Bonita High in California. And this was a college game, I think, I went to. And something happened with my team, and I jumped up and I caught the backs of my legs on the bleachers, and I had bruises. I carried bruises I don't know how long. Well, I don't go to them, and I don't, that's the past of my life. But at any rate, there's excitement. One thing about that, though, I wasn't always excited when they lost. That was a different feeling I had. Well, there's a book here that has excitement in it for people. And they got excited about it. maybe you can think of something exciting that excites people. We mentioned the pass that was completed and the bicycle. Anything else excites people? The man that catches that 100-pound fish?
Some people get excited about these storms. They'll go out and watch them and fly around them. That's pretty exciting.
And what about these people that like to win the lottery and find out I've won how many millions? But I heard Brother Clinton preach on a man that won how many millions? 31 million. And after that, what happened?
Lost his family, his money, and his life.
I think he actually took his own life. He took his own life. So he probably was very excited. Would you be excited if you won, or if somebody gave you $31 million? Well, he was probably at first, but then after that, things went wrong, and he ended up taking his own life. But in this book, can you think of any exciting things that's happened? How about in the third chapter of Acts and the 8th verse? Acts 3 and 8. This individual, well, read from the first verse. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none." They were just poor preachers. They didn't have no silver. They didn't have any gold to give him. "But such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength, and he, leaping, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened to him. And so this was a great wonder, and this man had never took a step. His mother, when he was a year or 9 months or 11 months, hadn't been able to get him to walk. And probably hadn't tried to even. But he was lame all his life. And I don't know what his age was here, but this wonderful miracle happened to him. The miracle of standing up, they give him a hand up, but he stood up, and then he started leaping and walking and praising God. You think he was excited? He was very excited. You would be too, wouldn't you? If all your life you had been lame and confined to a spot where people put you, and not the freedom of movement, of going and coming and doing. Oh, that would have been hard on Sister Dina. She's a goer and a doer. But this young, this man, he probably was at least 21, but he had been confined to places where people sit him and had to sit, or lay all his life. And then this miracle. And he was leaping, shouting, and praising God. I think he was excited. He was thrilled. First day of walking. And he was able to praise God. He was excited, and it had an effect on the people, didn't it? It was. And as the lame man which was healed, helped Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's Great Wonder. So, this was the power of God that was on exhibition. I tell you, that was really something to get excited about. Brother Charles Taylor was a pastor in Fresno, California for years. When he was born, his knees, instead of bending backwards like a normal person's, his bent forward. Can you imagine a situation like that? Bending forward instead of backward. Well, the Lord miraculously healed him, and his sister was holding him when one of those legs started turning. It turned the right way, and later on the other one turned the right way, and that brother could walk and he could run. Is that something to be excited about? Is that something to be excited about? Sister Dina talking about how her heart was bothering her. It felt like she was in a vice and her fingers was numb. And what other side effects did you have?
Pressure.
One night you didn't sleep, I heard. So, is that something to be excited about?
Yeah.
That God has blessed her. She drove all the way, I guess, by herself from, not by herself, there was others, but did anybody else help her?
No.
Every mile from Oklahoma, and she's been going to Charleston every day, playing around in the water one day. So, is that something to be excited about? Well, there was others in the Bible. What about the woman at the well? When Jesus had that one-on-one conversation with the woman at the well. Here, this was unusual for them to have a conversation because he was Jewish and she was Samaritan. But God could see down in that woman's heart that she needed a well of water. So they had this conversation. And he told her some things personal, didn't he? You've got had five husbands, and even the man you're with now is not your husband. So she had involvement with how many men? Six? He hit the nail on the head with her. And she was impressed. You would be too, wouldn't you? If you went to the service station to get some gas and somebody was able to just tell you about your life. And wasn't at one point she wanted to change the subject and she started talking about the mountains. But the mountains. But God had something for that woman that day. And she was able to look eye to eye with the Messiah. I am the Christ. I'm him. You've heard about he's coming. He's here. You know, sometimes they say coming soon, and on a billboard, this is coming soon. Well, she had probably heard that the Christ was going to come. But did she ever think she would get to look at him face to face, see him, hear him? And as she seen him and heard him, she was impressed. And he was able to discern within her what she needed. That I have water to give you. That you'll what? You won't thirst anymore. That woman got so excited. What did she do? She come there for water, but what did she do? She left her water pots. The very thing she come for. Is that excitement? I'm not going to fool with that water now. I'm going to go tell the people about I saw a man. And she did. She said, went to him and she said, come see the man. You think she went up to him like this, the people, I was at the well today and this stranger was there and we got in a conversation and he told me some things about myself. Do you think she said it like that?
No. I'd say, calm down, woman. Talk plainly.
How do you think she said it? Brother Marty, how do you think she said, come see the man?
I think she's probably pretty excited about it.
Come see the man. And did they come? They did come. What happened? John 4.
He said there was a man that told me everything that I ever done in my life. See, they knew that was prophesied that when the Messiah come, he would know all things.
And they were so taken up by what she told them, they went to see and didn't, but a number of them. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode 2 days. And many more believed on his word and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, Savior of the world. Now, this woman was the link to these people's salvation. What if she hadn't left her water pot? What if she had just kept it to herself? This wouldn't have been in here, would it? But this woman had such enthusiasm and excitement that they wanted to go see. And they did, and many of them believed on Christ. So, is this something to get excited over?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's your level of excitement over the things of God? Is it poor? Is it kind of mediocre, average? Or is it like this woman? Like the man that was leaping and shouting and that brother back there, when he sings, he really comes out with it, doesn't he? Really powerful. Is this the way it's good to be? Do all you do with all your might? Put your best into it? Don't give the Lord just some of the little, feeble If that's all you got, well, get better. Something that's really, really motivated and will help others. This woman was the link, the help for these people to get to see Jesus. And many of them believed on him and they wanted him to stick around 2 days. And he did. And there was a very profitable time there, but the woman had a lot to do with it.
Sister Mary, there was a great multitude came out of there. Now, how did she gather up that multitude that quick?
Well,
it wasn't an email thing. I mean, she had to tell them personally, so she must have really been busy when she was down there.
And maybe as they started going, a big body of people, people that hadn't heard, maybe they were curious, and we want to go see. Uh-huh. We want to go see, too. What's happening here? And so a great number of them went to see Jesus, and they got to hear him, and they got to be blessed by him. So this lady,
her excitement was just multiplied. I think she told some, and those told others, and that's the way it is, the influence that we have.
Yeah, yeah, she could have told some, and then they hurried. And you know this woman that's not had a good reputation, but she come and she said, "Come see the man that told me about myself." And that just multiplied on and on and on. And she was able, through her word of mouth, get others. Well, there's one more that I will recall. The night that the angels, the heavens opened, and the angels said, "Glory to God in the highest," and it told some little lowly shepherds that a Savior had been born. Remember that? Some shepherds. Well, shepherds wasn't in high class standards of, they weren't in the bracket of tax collectors or whatever jobs that was on a higher level. Shepherds, well, you know, telemarketers aren't very highly regarded, are they? Telemarketers. But would shepherds maybe be in the category of telemarketers? They were lowly. Lowly men. Shepherds. Just making their living by taking care of sheep. But the heavens opened, and the news was that this night, the Savior's born. Oh, those shepherds had probably been waiting for the Messiah too. They got the news. I don't think that the angel told them just directly where Jesus was. They said he was in a manger, but they didn't say just the address, did they? Well, it's in Luke, and there were, in the same, 8th verse, same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us go now even unto Bethlehem to see this thing, which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. Now, these shepherds, after they heard the word, they was ready to go. They probably didn't have any backup shepherds to watch the sheep. You ever wonder what happened to the sheep? You haven't wondered? What do you think happened to the sheep while these shepherds were gone? See, they were excited. This is our livelihood here. This is our bread and butter. This is our job, taking care of these sheep. They didn't take them, did they? They left those sheep there. Do you know what? When Noah went into the ark and the Lord shut the ark, and after a while, before he shut the door, those animals come in on their own. Isn't that a miracle?
Yes.
They come two by two. And the clean ones come and the unclean come. Nobody guided them in there. You believe that?
Yes.
You believe that? Yes. And what about the birds that was up in the air? Who got them caught and come down into the ark? Nobody. Them birds come in on their own. That ought to have made believers out of those people. But it didn't. God took care of them sheep, didn't he? Whatever you leave for God, is he able to take care of it, Brother Marty? If it's sheep, if it's a job, whatever it is you leave for God, he's able to take care of what you leave. So he took care of those sheep while they were gone to search out Jesus. And when they found it, did they keep it to themselves? What did it say? It's one of those verses that said what they did. They told it abroad. 17. Read it.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
Yeah. They didn't keep it to themselves. They told it abroad. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. They were excited, folks. The Christ, the Messiah, the one we've been longing for and hearing about. These shepherds were able to look at the little babe that in his breast beat the heart of the Savior of mankind. Wouldn't that be something to be excited about? When Simeon saw it and Anna saw Jesus, one of them said, now I'm just ready to die. I've seen him. He's here. He's here. Now I can just go be with the Lord. Jesus is something to get excited about, isn't it? Some years ago I was at Monarch and it was a night service, and Brother Bell had an unsaved son and maybe had been praying for him. And the boy went to the altar to get saved. I don't know how many might remember this, but I remember Brother Bell was so excited his son got saved that he went out and rang the dinner bell. Anybody remember that? You do? You remember? And then somebody else got saved, and he went out and rung the bell again. That was his way of showing excitement. And I was heard, I think it was Brother Stover telling about a man that got saved, and he didn't know about the saints' customs of praising the Lord and whatever he said. And what he said, he was excited, and he said, "Merry Christmas." So, however a person expresses it, why, it's something that they feel, and these songs in here were written, and they were written out of a passion, and it must have been some kind of feeling. Number 71, can you imagine the feeling that this poet was writing? I'm free. The Lord has saved me. I was burdened with my sin. Then he whispered, meek and lowly, come to me. I'll take you in. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Let us sound the jubilee. I will tell the wondrous story of the blood that cleanses me. He didn't stop there. In his pity, he redeemed me when he saw me in my woe. Yes, he sanctified. He didn't stop with just saving. He sanctified and cleansed me, and I'm whiter than the snow. Oh, the gushing. You think he was excited? Springs of glory that are flooding all my heart. And the music, sweet and heavenly, wakes the chord in every part. Oh, the joy! No tongue can tell it. 'Tis like many flowing streams. Now I stand upon the summit where the golden sunlight gleams. Let's sing that like we were excited. 71 in the red. I am free, the Lord has saved me. I was burdened with my sin, and then he whispered, meek and lowly, come to me, I'll take you in. Hallelujah, glory, glory, let us sound the jubilee. I will tell the wondrous story of the blood that cleanses me. Listen, in his pity, he redeemed me when he saw me in my woe. Oh, yes, he sanctified and cleansed me, and I'm whiter than the snow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, let us sound the jubilee. Oh, I will tell the wondrous story of the blood that cleanses thee. Third verse, oh, the gushing rains of glory that are flooding all my heart, and the music, sweet and heavenly, wakes the chord in every heart. Hallelujah, glory, glory, let us sound the jubilee. I will tell the wondrous story of the blood that cleanses me. You think he was excited with this verse? Oh, the joy, no tongue can tell it. It's like many flowing streams. sing, and now I stand up on the summit where the golden sunlight gleams. Hallelujah, glory, glory, let us sound the jubilee. I will tell the wondrous story of the blood that cleanses me.
I think he was sick shot.
He sure wrote like he was, if he wasn't. He was excited. How about the one that wrote? Should opposition come, should foes struck my way, should persecution harm me, lit as in the ancient day, with Jesus by my side, his peace within my soul. No matter if the battle while I meet you in the goal, I'm going on, I'm going on, and to the final triumph, I'm going on, I'm going on, I'm going on, and to the final triumph, I'm going on. What about that little boy that was so excited about that new bike? But in a year or so, he can take it or leave it. And he leaves it a lot. The excitement gone. The thrill gone. It's just something he's used to having now. Can that be with salvation? Can that be with salvation? Can people lose their excitement?
Yes,
they can.
They can?
Oh, it's just another meeting. Ho-hum. You better value these meetings. You better value them. Who knows what the future holds? People can lose their spiritual excitement. Have you ever seen somebody do that? I knew of a couple that they would attend services. They attended camp meetings. They even moved a mobile home on grounds and they used that. Something happened I hadn't seen in years. They lost something. What causes people to lose their excitement? Persecution?
Lack of praying.
Lack of
praying.
Lack of praying.
Seeking God.
Seeking God. What else can cause people to lose?
Carelessness that slipped off that solid rock.
Carelessness. We just heard yesterday right here in the prayer meeting from somebody that was at this camp meeting last year. And now they're back out in sin. I wasn't expecting to hear that. Can it happen? It has. Losing focus, not having the right priorities,
cares of life,
other exciting things.
Uh-oh. Does people think more of Facebook than they do this book? Huh?
Sure.
Who reads more of Facebook or this book? Huh? You think more people read Facebook than they do this one? Huh?
Probably so.
Probably so, he said.
I don't have Facebook and I've never read it.
I don't even have a computer.
Say they're more faithful reading than two.
They're more faithful to read Facebook than this book. Can that drain a person spiritually?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, that last great day when we stand in judgment, which book is going to be the most important then? This book or Facebook? Huh?
That's what you be judged out of right there in the Bible.
This is it. This is it, folks. What are you excited about? Are you excited about being saved?
Yes.
Don't lose it. Does enthusiasm rub off? There's a lack of enthusiasm.
I was thinking about the story of David, which was very excited when he killed the giant.
Yeah.
But if you go to the end of that, you know who shouted? The army of Israel is the one that shouted when they took off after the Philistines. They got excited and they shouted and took off after the Philistines. So what David done...
excited the men.
Excited them.
Yeah. Yes. So what you do can be an inspiration to somebody else. Can be a help to somebody else.
Yes. Yes. So, or a hindrance.
Or a hindrance. If we're always singing the blues, oh, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. This, that, and the other. What you magnify can affect you, can it? Use Sister Purvis again. She's impaired in her sight, but she's thankful that she can see as much as she can. So, we with infirmities, let's not let that cause our excitement to evaporate. May God bless us today that we will have an enthusiasm about the things of God. We won't have our heads down. Woe is me. May God help us today to be as the shepherds was. They wanted to go now and see Jesus. And if you are portraying Jesus out of your life, somebody's going to be impressed. Somebody's going to be impressed. And I've told this different places. There's a sister in Brother Daryl Johnson's congregation. Her name's Dorinda Green. And she was saved all 4 years in high school. All 4 years she lived saved in high school. How many has that record today? Well, I quit in 11th, so I couldn't say I had 4 years, and I wasn't saved all the time I was there. But at any rate, Sister Dorinda was saved all through her high school years. There was this whirly cheerleader. She was popular, and she was whirly. She was in a different, probably society, social grouping. But something about Sister Dorinda impressed her. I don't know how many years went by and what brought about the connecting to Sister Dorinda. But she connected with Sister Dorinda and she told her she was a Christian. And you know what else she told her? She says, I'm the lieutenant governor of Wisconsin. Sister Dorinda's life, those 4 years, made an impression on this woman. And now she's the lieutenant governor of Wisconsin. And she was elected, and then some opposition come that wanted a recall, and her and the governor survived the recall. But at any rate, somebody's life impressed her. May God help us. May God help us. Are you excited today? May God bless you.